A very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the third day of our retreat, 20th October 2023. Yeah? So we will commence our first itinerary, morning puja, followed by simple morning mindfulness and stretching exercise. Okay, so we will do it. We will follow the simplified one, huh? Means our usual vandana, followed by three refuges. Then after that, we will chant the eight precepts. Those who are on five, you can just chant five. Huh? Let us pay respect, triple chakra. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Pho. Namo Guan Sin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Sin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Sin Pu Sa. Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Milafo, Namo Milafo, Namo Milafo, Namo Pusen Pusa, Namo Pusen Pusa, Namo Pusen Pusa, Namo Vinsu Pusa, Namo Vinsu Pusa, Namo Vinsu Pusa. Namo Tichang Wang Pusa. Namo Tichang Wang Pusa. Namo Tichang Wang Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagawan Buddhang Bhagawantang Abhivademihi. Swakamato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sangham Namami. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Now we shall chant the eight precepts. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Abrahmacharya viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Padang Samadhiyami Surami Raya Vajjapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Vikala Bhojana Viramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Naca ita vadita visuka dasana Malaganda velipana dharana mandana Vipusanyatana Viramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Uchasayana Mahasayana Viramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami. Then I will recite this. Imani Atta Sikkhapadani Silena Suganti Yanti Silena Bhoga Sampada Silena Nibunti Yanti Tasma Silang Visode. Then we recite together. Imani Atta Sikkhapadani Samadhiyami Imani Atta Sikkhapadani Samadhiyami Imani Atta Sikkhapadani Samadhiyami Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Puja Vidam Pujemi. Namang Pujemi Sanghang Pujemi Okay, you can be seated. Okay, now I think we can gather as usual yesterday over the other side. Then get hold of your whip and we do some simple exercise. Okay, just relax body and mind, but maintain awareness as you walk. Maintain awareness. Remember, my teacher always say the highest meditation. We choose aware every action, every movement in the present moment. If you can do that well, your daily mindfulness will come. Determined to be aware initially from the heart, determined to be aware. Then everything you do aware, like the exercise, whatever movement, aware. Swinging also same, aware. Then turning, bending, stretching, looking forward, silent, aware. So mindfulness is very important. So our next item is meditation. A total of 30 minutes of formal meditation. Then after that, those who are on duty, 7:15, you can break off to help downstairs with your morning duty. Then for those who are not on duty, you can continue. It's supposed to be 30 minutes of formal meditation, followed by that 15 minutes of walking and bowing meditation. It's up to you to develop it. The walking, you can do it there or anywhere you find space, you just do your walking. Okay, or corridor, or some prefer to go down. It's up to you. But morning, I think it's better to stay in the hall. When the sun come out, then maybe you can do some relaxed awareness walking to develop the mindfulness. Then to develop the experience of how when you relax and just walk mindfully, the mind is so serene, so tranquil, so still and so quiet, that every movement is like no need to hurry at your own pace. Then you naturally relax and fall into that rhythm that will maintain the pace of mindfulness that is suitable for you. Everyone is different. So even if it need to slow down over time, it will happen by itself. You will come to know what is best and most appropriate and suitable for the individual. So walking, bowing, sitting or lying down, all this can be in the meditative state if you know how to maintain awareness. So always remember, the key support is relax, maintain awareness, then stabilize the awareness by continuing to be aware, aware, aware. Whatever arises, aware. No need to know, no need to do anything. Let it go into that deep relaxation. Then like yesterday, some of them, Joey signed the Jayantas Mandir, they realize they lie down, although first time they do, I believe. They find it so relaxing. They lapse into the sleep. But very good, because when they sleep, they snore, they heard their own snoring. Then after that, maintain awareness. That is how you should do it. Then continue to relax until however deep you can go into it, just go into it. Then the mind will become very quiet, very still. It's just like the skillful means, mind sweeping method. You feel your body. You can sweep from your forehead down if you want to, then relax. Wherever you place your attention, you relax. Means feel relax, feel relax. It's like relax away. So awareness and feeling, they are very near. When you are aware, actually the feeling aggregate hasn't come out yet. But because you all are not trained in awareness, you need something for the mind to do, otherwise you wander off and lost in thought, think a lot. So the only thing to keep the mind there is to feel, understand, where you got something for it to do. So that one is a skillful mean to direct you to relax and maintain awareness. Well, when you stop the feeling, you maintain awareness, you don't have a center, understand? Whereas the one, mind sweeping method, you stay at the place you want it to be. At the forehead, you feel, then you relax. But that one, mind sweeping method, is a very good way of relaxing your entire physical body and mind. Then if you find it still not relaxed enough, you radiate a radiant smile. The moment you smile, you can actually relax more. That's why the American monk who passed away recently, he taught the 6 R. So 6 R, one of the R is re-smile. You also know when you smile, you feel relaxed, no more tension. Okay, so now we are off the light. I will set that up and you all can have your half an hour of formal meditation. So I will set the alarm for 30 minutes. You can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Okay, for those who need to help out, you can go. And for those who are still around, if you want to continue your meditation, you can. And for those who already are out of the meditation, you can make use of the next 12, maybe 11 more minutes before you break for breakfast to ask any question or report your meditation so that I can guide you. Anybody wants to report their meditation or ask any question? Anybody? You can just report how you do the meditation accordingly. No need to add in anything. Then I will know how to guide you. Then what you encounter, your problem, you can also ask me. Don't have any reporting or question. Then how will you learn? Or maybe I ask another question. How many of you can really relax today? I realize a lot of people can relax today. There were 2% that is snoring. But initially the snoring went for a while. Then after that, you quiet already. Means maintain awareness already. Means after you're very tired, you need to sleep and rest. In fact, the difference between sleeping and awareness-based meditation is the ability to relax and maintain awareness. The other sleeping one, relax and sleep, snore. So that is the difference. It's because the one that we are cultivating is awareness-based meditation. So if you relax and sleep, then you are not developing the awareness. You understand? That's why the only difference is just ability to maintain awareness. So initially when you snore or very tired, never mind, just let it off. Then after that, the moment you are more fresh, you recuperate already, not tired already, then you can start to maintain awareness. Well, when you do this training often, your mind becomes different. You become very sensitive. The moment the snoring comes, the first sound, you will be aware and you will know how to maintain awareness. Then sometimes half the sound, the whole snoring didn't finish. Once little bit of sound come up, you're aware already. Yeah. And later on, when you become skillful, hardly any sound. Yeah. That's what training of stability or awareness is very important. Then after you have that awareness, you become very beautiful. You can see a lot of things, you can understand a lot of things. Then the meditation becomes like very simple. Then all the Dhamma that I share come from that awareness nature or silent mind, and you can understand. You read anything with truth, you can understand. Okay? Yeah. So today, I think the environment also, like previous day, very good. So you know how to relax, you feel very, very relaxed, very calm, very still, the mind very quiet. Yeah. Then whatever vibration going on, you can actually pick it up. Mm. Then you can also be mindful of people's breathing and all those things. But no need to be like go all over to find out. Forget about it. You relax, maintain awareness, and let the awareness nature pick it up. Then when you pick it up, you just aware and let it be, aware and let it be. Then the mind settle down, quiet. Then suddenly there is like a shift of consciousness. You become very quiet, very still. You feel the quietness? You heard the ting, ting, ting. That is a distant sound. But when within that silence, that quiet, the awareness can pick it up. When you have the awareness to be aware, there is no word, nothing, one more that thing. It's just like the Buddha said, in the hearing, it's only the hearing consciousness, that consciousness. No sound, no word, nothing. But your brain is so conditioned. Then you want to know. Then you go and create the word and the concept and the what they call verbalization to know what it is. So once you have awareness, you become different. You can be aware of many things. How you think, how you behave as a human being, how you function as a human being, how your senses operate, how sense data is being received through contact. And all these are so beautiful, so pristine, like so new to you. Last time you always drowsy, lost in thought, worry about this, worry about that. The moment you wake up, you worry already. Oh, what must I do today? Am I late? Am I what? You don't have awareness. When you have awareness, the moment you wake up, the first thing is aware. Your bodily posture. Yeah. Then after you become conscious, your awareness come back. So the intention to be aware is very important. The moment you become conscious, aware. Aware of what? Every action, every movement, every posture within the present moment. When you are with the moment, there is no thought. When there is no thought, your nature is aware. When you are completely silent, you can be sensitive. You can be aware of what is going on. The mind is silent, but is aware. See the background sound vibration a lot. When you are sensitive, it's like so beautiful. Nature is so beautiful. Yeah. And there are a lot of vibration, different type of vibration. And the one that normally you were able to pick up initially is a sharp sound, like the bird chirping, the insect and vibration, and nature's vibration. Okay? So if you can slowly, slowly develop the understanding, then learn to relax and stabilize the awareness nature. Maybe I ask this question. How many of you can feel your body relaxing and the mind becoming quiet? Very good. How many? You must be able to do that, because that is the very basic, the beginning. But once you hit that, you have faith, you have confidence. Then you have the virya to continue and do. Yes, you know that this is something you have acquired. Last time you never understood all this. And this type of meditation, I can tell you, is so different from what you all do. When you all sit in the retreat, or most of you torture yourself for nothing, so tight, so stressed, I'm not relaxed. But this one, suddenly, the free mind, not in concentration, not a conditioned state, the free mind just relax, then it becomes quiet and very still. The mind doesn't think at all, no activity, nothing. What type of meditation can bring you this type of mind? The moment you arise a thought to focus, to know, to do, that tranquility and stillness is gone. So awareness-based meditation is very different and very, very beautiful, very powerful. It transforms you. It takes you to a state that is beyond thought, beyond mind, that you never have a chance or ability to experience them. Then when you are in that state, you can be aware of your thought and all those things, of the activity of mind or the movement. Yeah. I know some of you may tell me, yeah, but still I also aware of my anger. I also aware of my uncomfortable, my pain, my like restless mind and thought. Do you think there is awareness or not? What you all report on that one is nothing to do with awareness. Is the thought know what is going on? Because the thought aware of what is going on, that one is not awareness. When the thought, after the thing over already, you say, yeah, just now, I was angry. That is not mindfulness. That is not awareness. Is when the anger come out, your awareness is you eat. Understand? It's not a thought telling you that you are not relaxed. You are aware. All those things is all thought based. But the real one is whatever mind state arise, your awareness is it. It's very different. Yeah. So they say I aware, I know. All this is the thought knowing another earlier thought. You are not in the moment. You are not in awareness. So that is a big difference. So you can find out about all this. Okay, 7:30 already. I think you all better go for your breakfast. Eh? We pay respect, Super Champ. Then we go for breakfast. Okay.